Exclusive. Joni Ernst. We need to know and understand why Hunter Biden flew 23 times through Joint Base Andrews. By Robert Krajicek on May 24, 2021. Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, said on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that the reasons for Hunter Biden's flights through Joint Base Andrews should be investigated. Remarking on revelations in Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Breitbart News reported on Sunday, according to Secret Service travel records obtained by Judicial Watch, then-Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter took 411 trips across 29 countries between 2009 and the middle of 2014. That includes 23 flights into or out of Joint Base Andrews, home to Air Force One and Air Force Two. Marlow asked, I broke a story over the weekend that Hunter Biden had flown out of Joint Base Andrews 23 times while Joe Biden was vice president. He'd taken 411 trips, according to Secret Service travel records, including to 29 foreign countries. How do you fly out of Joint Base Andrews? Can I do that, or do I have to know someone if I want to fly? Ernst jokingly replied, sounds like, sure, why not? Sounds like just anybody can. She continued, that is very concerning, Alex. And thank you for bringing that to light, and this is why I do think we need to look into the activities that have gone on with Hunter Biden. Listen. Hunter Biden was taking advantage of his father's position as the Vice President of the United States, but then to use government transportation to get him wherever he needed to go, she added. The reasons for Hunter Biden's flights through Joint Base Andrews need to be determined, Ernst determined. She stated, this is just not any, hey, the government's going to pay for a Comfort Plus ticket on an airline. This is Joint Base Andrews. These are the blue and white that fly the president and vice president around. So if he's just taking these trips to assist him in raising money in his many adventures overseas, we need to know and understand that. Absolutely inappropriate. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and author of Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, highlighted the connections between President Joe Biden's family's domestic and international business dealings and the former vice president's political influence. In Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, Schweitzer detailed Hunter Biden's involvement with a China-backed private equity firm's investment in a Chinese atomic energy company indicted for nuclear power conspiracy against the United States. In 2020, Schweitzer reported that emails from one of Hunter Biden's business partners documented how the president's second son used his access to the Obama administration to arrange private meetings for potential foreign clients and investors at the highest levels in the White House. The private gatherings included a delegation of Chinese investors and Communist Party officials meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.